Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:53 on this Tuesday morning, we talked a lot about Jordan Love being out, the job that Malik Willis did, the running game, all those big plays from Josh Jacobs. I feel like we haven't spent enough time talking about the defense of your Green Bay Packers. And we've got two-time sports writer of the year and friend of the program, Lori Nickel, on the line with us this morning. You wrote a really nice piece, Lori, just focusing on a couple of guys who had standout days on Sunday when you were up there.
Yeah, there were three interceptions. There were so many interceptions that when I would ask, like, Rashawn Gary to talk about him, he didn't know which one to even comment on because there were so many big ones.
Good problem to have, right? Which pick are we talking about?
Right, you know, the one at the end that saved the Hail Mary or whatever. I mean, to me, it just really showed how balanced this team is and how prepared they were. But the last one was by a rookie safety out of Fresno State, Evan Williams. And, you know, it may have looked like nothing on TV or however you guys watched it, like that last-minute Hail Mary by Indianapolis with 5 seconds left. But that could have been, like, devastating to the Packers and their efforts. And he pulled that one in. And what I liked about it is the Packers have been talking about collecting more interceptions this year, not just batting down a pass, not just batting down a 50-50 ball, but actually bringing it in and catching it. And I think they only had 7 picks in all of last year, and I think they have 4 now or something like that in 2 games now, so it's pretty good.
So why? What's the difference? I mean, other than just saying, hey, we want to catch more interceptions.
Well, it's a lot riskier to go for the catch. I mean, to bat it down means nobody gets it. To bring it in, you might risk a penalty. You might risk blowing the play altogether because it is such an athletic move. And you have to have a veteran group in order to go for the interception because you have to usually step in front of the receiver or time it right or turn your, you know, head around your shoulder quick enough to see it. So it's a lot more tactically challenging. And if you practice it, though, and you have good hands, it really works. But if you don't, then it's a blown play, and you get scored on, and it's horrible.
Talking with Lori Nickel this morning, you know, I said this, Lori, and I guess the defense really exemplified it or put it on display. Who had a really good day on Sunday was Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst, because you mentioned Williams. That's a draft pick. Xavier McKinney joined the team in the offseason. That was an offseason pickup. He had his second pick in as many games. Like, Gutekunst seems to have really hit a lot of the right buttons, both in the draft and in free agency.
Totally agree. It was his day, and it was Matt LaFleur's day. And I even, you know, again, it seems like nothing, but that punter out of Ireland, Daniel Whelan, really hit 2 punts that, like, gave the Packers such good field position to defend that, you know, really that all contributes. And it was a hot day. It was like a festival, summer festival atmosphere there. It was, you know, to do that, to help Green Bay win the time of possession, really wear down the Colts. So, yeah, there were a lot. You're right. That's a good point. Maybe I should do that story.
That story next. Did you travel at all? Will you go to Tennessee or no?
No, I've got other stuff going on. I got to text you, actually, about honor flight and stuff. But no, Brewers, awesome. I mean, the Brewers are amazing. There's so much going on. My head is spinning.
It's a good problem to have. Lori Nickel with us. It's 2-time awesome. Sports Writer of the Year with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, guys.